This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Simarie Ainsborough. This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Wednesday, May 31st, 2017. Hundreds of unionists around the world are preparing to leave for the 106th conference of the International Labour Organization in Geneva. The ILO is the UN agency focused on matters of work in the world. The conference will be held June 5th to 16th. The ILO is seen by the international labor movement as a crucial instrument for building global support for workers, because it is one of the few global bodies where unionists help govern the organization. The organization functions as a tripartite body with representatives from governments, employer groups, and labor unions. The director general of the organization is Guy Ryder, the first unionist to lead the organization in its 98-year history. One of the major activities of the ILO is to establish minimum standards for work-related issues such as maternity leave in proposed legislation called conventions. If adopted by a nation, a convention becomes part of the country's legal structure. The first week of the conference is focused on committees preparing policy drafts, which will be considered by the full conference of 4,000 delegates. One of the most important committees is the Committee on Fundamental Principles and Rights at Work. Beate Andries heads the ILO department, which supports work on the issue.
The Committee on Fundamental Principles and Rights at Work will discuss trends and challenges as well as opportunities with regards to the elimination of child labour, forced labour, discrimination at work, and the promotion of freedom of association and collective bargaining. These rights are part of the DNA of this organisation, and their realisation is important to bigger goals, in particular decent work, social justice, fair globalisation. We've seen significant progress in recent years, declining numbers on child labour, stronger standards on forced labour, better legislation on discrimination at work, but we also see many challenges, in particular to freedom of association and collective bargaining. These rights matter. They matter to you, to me, to everyone. They matter to the billions of people who are not yet covered by those rights and who face daily challenges in accessing these rights in practice. Now, the discussion in the committee takes place against the backdrop of bigger political changes in the world of work. What we see is a persistent violation of fundamental principles and rights at work in the rural and informal economy. We also see global supply chains as an opportunity, but there are also risks associated with those global supply chains, which need to be discussed and addressed. We also see conflict and crisis and natural disaster as a great risk and major impediment to the realization of fundamental principles and rights at work. And overall, the changing nature of work raises questions as to who will protect rights and principles at work in the future. The expected outcome of the committee is a framework for action which will guide the work of our organization and which will also help us to better connect with our partners, with the aim of improving access to fundamental principles and rights at work for the billions of people who don't have it yet. No matter who they are, no matter where they work, no matter how difficult their circumstances, these rights matter, and they matter to all of us.
Another important committee whose work will be considered by the 4,000 delegates at the ILO conference in Geneva is the Committee on the Application of Standards, known by its acronym CAS. Corinne Varga is the director of the ILO's International Labour Standards Department.
CAS is the Conference Committee on the Application of Standards. We'll be sitting on that committee, representative of governments, of employers, and of workers' representatives. And they will be discussing how member states are applying international labor standards. The two main characteristics of that committee are engagement and constructive dialogue between the members sitting on that committee, and on the other hand, the adoption of concrete and actionable conclusion at the end. The second thing to know about the CAS this year is that it will be discussing occupational safety and health standards with a specific focus on three high-risk sectors: mining, construction, and agriculture. The fact that, based on conservative estimates, a worker dies every 15 seconds from occupational injuries or diseases suffices in itself to prove that that discussion is extremely important and relevant. The third thing the CAS will be discussing is how member states are complying with their obligation to submit reports to the supervisory bodies on how they implement ratified convention and how they submit newly adopted instruments to their national parliament.
The theme of the ILO conference this year is the future of work, including the role of labor unions in helping to build decent work into that future. I'm Simarie Ainsborough. Thank you for listening.